What is up, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. This is Anthony Manai speaking. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Before we get started, fam, if you haven't done so and you've been listening to back-to-back episodes, it will mean so much to me if you can please leave a review on the show, especially if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on the show. It helps with the algorithm, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. Shout out to you all. If this is your very first episode, shout out to you. You're in for a treat. And also, fam, go sign up to my daily awareness journal on Patreon. The link is in my bio on my Instagram at AnthonyManiah1. That's at AnthonyManiah, the number one on Instagram. Click the link in my bio at the time of this recording. It's there. You could check in the show notes. The link to my Patreon is there, or you can just go to AnthonyManiah.com. There you can see my daily awareness journal. Go check that out. It's $5 a month for exclusive content, fam. It's content that I don't post on social media. So you can go ahead and check that out. It's like a new page to a never-ending book. So go check that out. Sign up for that today. You will also be added to my exclusive close friends list on Instagram. And then I will be adding so many exclusive things to that membership. Soon will be exclusive podcasts, exclusive lives. So sign up to that, fam. For right now, it's only the Daily Awareness Journal and being part of my exclusive close friends list on Instagram, where I show behind the scenes of things that I don't want to share with everybody else, right? So with that being said, fam, let's jump into the show. Excuse my voice, doing a lot of talking, a lot of videos, and kind of lost my voice a little bit. So let's jump into it. Interest. Let's look at interest. You can't teach interest. You can't teach curiosity. Now, you've heard me say this before. If you're a fan of me or you're a fan of the podcast, you heard me say you can't teach passion, right? And I talked about questioning the stories you tell yourself. I did an episode on that not too long ago. Always questioning and being curious, but this is one thing that you can't teach, right? Can't teach curiosity. Now, if you're not interested, what happens? A mind that is not interested, what can you do to a mind that's not interested besides bring awareness to your disinterest, right? Bring awareness to the uninterested. Bring awareness to the fact that you're uninterested. Because if I can show you, hey, are you interested or not? And you can be aware, some of my problems come from the fact that I'm just not interested. Some of the problems come from the things that I'm just accepting, right? I'm just accepting certain things. Now, I know I talk about this a lot. I feel like I talk about this on every episode. I feel like this is like brand new information as I speak it at this very single moment, because it is. It's breaking down the process of who I am today and how I see it today. And, you know, picking up information from conversations I had my entire week, from podcast episode to podcast episode. So when I come in here and speak about certain topics that I spoke about before, I feel like it's just brand new information. Interest, curiosity. It's like so many people are struggling because they're not willing to understand the problems in their mind. They're not willing to address certain things about themselves. They just accept it. We live in the information age, which means you can literally Google or YouTube or, you know, hire a coach, or there's so many classes that you can possibly take for any subject that you want to learn, you want to dive into. You just need to put in the time. You need to put in the hours, right? But if you're not interested, then you're going to overlook the details, especially the details about yourself, especially the details that you kind of just overlook because you're not even interested in diving into. You don't want no part of it, right? How can we teach that curiosity? How can we look at our situation instead of accepting it? How can we say, how can I figure this thing out? Oh, I'm broke. People feel bad about it. Oh, this relationship came to an end. People feel bad about it. Oh, you know, I feel like I'm not good enough for this particular area. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. People feel bad about it. Instead of putting in the time and putting in the effort to understand it, to learn about it? What if you learned about it, right? Instead of complaining about it, instead of complaining of why you can't do something, why not you learn? We live in an information age. There's books out there that you can read on certain subjects. There's information on YouTube for free. There's audiobooks. There's different ways to learn. There's mentors. There's coaches. Of course, you need to learn who to listen to, right? Not just listen to any information, but that starts with self-awareness. That starts with understanding oneself. The more you understand oneself, the more you understand others, and you can see who to listen to. Is somebody offering you the solution to a problem, or is somebody giving you the best escape to a problem, right? Because many people want the easy way. Many people want the way that is easier, or the way that the shortcut way. People want, hey, tell me this in 2-3 seconds. What's the easy way just to solve this quick problem? Instead of truly understanding it. Because if you understand money, then you'll never have a problem with, you wouldn't have money problems if you can understand how money works, right? If you understand the foods to eat, right, then you won't be struggling with your weight. You won't be struggling with how you feel with energy, right? Because you know the foods to eat. You won't be struggling on what to eat. You wouldn't know, hey, well, I don't understand nutrition when there's tons of books and just information on nutrition, fitness, right? Oh, I don't know how to work out. Well, if you learn how to work out, you will never have a problem with that again. So it's about solving these problems. And again, where every solution comes with a whole new set of problems, right? So this is never ending. So the more curious you are and wanting to understand yourself, the more curious you are and wanting to solve the problem, right? The more you start to move without hesitation. A lot of people don't know themselves. So because they don't know themselves, they don't trust themselves, right? They don't trust themselves. So they hesitate when making certain decisions, because they overlook certain details of things they're not interested in. Hey, I'm scared to pay this rent. It's like, okay, cool. Well, if you learned how to make money, you won't be scared to pay the rent. Hey, I have low energy. Cool. If you learn how to gain more energy through a lifestyle change, you won't have those problems. And this goes through every area of life. You can always learn something, right? It's just that curiosity. Why aren't you, like, why are you not interested? People are like, oh, I don't think I can learn, or I'm not good enough for this. Okay, what if you're not good enough? What if you're not good enough at this moment in time? What if you're not good enough at this moment in time? All you need to do is learn and prepare yourself more. What does that mean? Then there's no excuse, right? The thing is, you've built this lifestyle up to this point. This position that you are currently in, you built this lifestyle with the moves you made up to this point, with the mentality you've made up to this point. You put yourself in position with responsibilities that you have. In order for things to change, something must come to an end. And it's in that ending, in that transition to create something new, where most people hesitate. They hesitate to solve a problem. They hesitate to make a decision because they don't want to put an end to something, whether to comfort, to a known, right, to a habit, to a relationship. They don't want to put an end to something. They don't want a lifestyle change, right? But it's all about solving problems. You're literally built to solve problems. That's what we do as human beings. We solve problems. But for many people, they just accept the problem, right? Like I talked about many times before, people just accept the stories they tell themselves. Like there's no shot. Like there's no chance. There's no chance. So if I have no intention to understand, or no intention to do, or no intention to figure things out, or if I have no interest or curiosity, what happens to my life? Right? What happens to my life? Before we get to what happens, what am I actually focused on? If I'm not focused on the actual solution to a problem, if I have no interest in understanding it, then I'm literally looking for different ways to run away from it, or for different ways just to live in conflict. How can I live in conflict? Right? That's what people ask themselves without asking themselves, right? Based on their moves. It's like, how can I live in conflict? Meaning psychological conflict. Being pulled in multiple directions every single time, wondering why they're getting beat up by life over and over again, with no interest in wanting to solve the problem. They just like, this is just the way it is. When you're a human being, and that is someone who doesn't understand themselves, because if you can understand yourself, you won't just accept that. You'll be like, wait a minute, I'm built to solve this problem. Like, I'm a human being. The internet, literally, you have access to all the tools that everyone else has access to, right? You have the same access when it comes to business. You have the same tools available to you, the marketing tools on social media. You got social media platforms, YouTube and, you know, Instagram, Facebook, podcasts. You can create a podcast right now. Get your message out there, right? We all have access to the same tools. It's just how you utilize it is how you do it. Right? What are you using it for? And also your level of interest when it comes to all this stuff. How interested are you? What is your curiosity level on wanting to understand just these problems, right? So then it's like, okay, if there's no interest, then what are you doing? What happens to your life? What are you focused on? What do you care about, right? It's like so many people put themselves in positions that feel almost impossible to get out of. Because now they have to, look, there's a problem. One does not have any interest in understanding the problem, or one accepts their fears. They don't push through their fears. So then they focus on the greatest escape. But within that greatest escape comes a whole new set of problems, right? Because they put themselves in certain positions where they start making more mistakes, right? They overlook certain details. They make decisions out of emotions. Then what happens? Now you're stuck. Having to solve those little problems to get back to the point where the main problems still exist. So now you're solving the problems that were created from your escape routes, which then is like, it's like, okay, it's unnecessary to do so. It's like fighting hard to get back to zero, right? It's like, I'm at this position right now. I got to make these decisions to get out of zero. But it's like people go negative to get back to zero. It's like, oh, let me go. Okay, I have no intention to solve this problem. I have no interest. Or I'm too afraid to solve this. So that part of the brain shuts down. I'm not in search for a solution. I'm not looking to see what happens if I actually go through this with 100% intention, 100% focus, right? 100% just wanting to understand and figure things out. So many people, because they don't have that interest, right? That part of the brain shuts down, and then they look for the greatest escape. And what I mean by part of the brain shuts down, I mean like you're not paying attention to the littlest details that matter, the littlest details that make a huge difference in one's life. The realization alone that you put yourself in this situation, the realization alone that you're just not interested, right? Because I guarantee if you spend 72 hours on something, if you spend a week on something, what if a week, right? Let's say a week. Let's not say 72 hours, a week. You spend an entire week on learning a subject or learning something, or an entire weekend, jam-packed, a weekend just wanting to commit to this 3 days. Let's go with Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? I said a week. I said 72 hours. Let's go weekend, whatever. It doesn't matter. What if you committed a full day and wanting to understand a subject and put in hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on wanting to understand this subject? You will know it. You will understand it. It will all make sense to you. It doesn't take all this time, right? It doesn't take all this time to understand something. Sometimes it takes things time to get the result, right? Like you can understand the workouts, the nutrition, you can understand, you know, the proper form, you can understand, you know, sleep, and you can understand all these things when it comes to fitness, but you still got to put in the work, right? And when you put in the work, it takes time to see the results because it's about consistency, right? It's like, okay, you may not see the result the first day you go or the second day you go, but you do that for 3 months, you do that for 6 months, you'll see results, right? But the important part about it was you invested time in understanding the process of it. You understood that, right? You understood that it takes about, you know, a few weeks in order for you to see some results, right? Changing your diet, it'll take some time. You understand that by doing your research and really looking at it from people who invest their entire life into this or who have gone through it or experienced it, right? That's the point of why, that's the point of why you're even listening to this episode, to this podcast, right? Why are you listening to this podcast? Oh, somebody like myself has committed their entire life, has committed the last 12 to 13 years of their life every single day to the understanding of oneself, to the understanding of a human mind, to the understanding of passion, fears, and all these things, understanding oneself. I've committed my life to it. There's interest there. I have interest. I have forever interest. So because this is my dedication, this is my passion, this is my purpose that I've embraced myself, of course, I may know a thing or two that you may not know, but I get to pass it to you. And then what happens? Then you grab it up like, oh, this is making sense. And then that opens a brand new world, a whole new world once a perspective change, right? Once you have a perspective change, it changes your entire life experience because now you're looking at your situation like, oh shit, you're right. I don't have to accept this. It doesn't have to be this way. Wow, I can really search up certain things and put in the time to learn the information, right? What if you just learned and learned and learned and learned and learned about a particular subject and you invested your time and energy and you solved that problem? And sometimes that's going to take 3 steps back to do, right? You may have to put an end to certain family meetings. You may have to put an end to certain holidays. You may have to put an end temporarily to certain, you know, hanging out with friends and partying and or the Netflix or the video games. You may have to put an end to these things for a short period of time and use that time, free up your space to study and to learn. And maybe you have to, you know, sleep an hour less, right? Who knows? But is looking for ways to make it happen, right? That's what happens with interest. You look for ways to make it happen. And when you allow the fears to take over, right? Meaning the fears are consuming your mind. When you're not interested, what happens? What happens to this mind when you're not interested? When you're not interested, when you are not interested, you look for reasons to why not to do, right? When you allow the fears to take over, you look for reasons why you can't. When there's no interest, you're just not paying attention to the details. But you can learn whatever it is you want to learn. You can do whatever it is you want to do. There's a book on it. There's somebody who talks about it. There's everything on it. There's a course on it. It's just a matter of, can you spot out the people that's worth listening to, right? And looking deeper, not just, who is the most popular, right? But looking at, okay, how can we dive into people who actually committed their life to what they're doing? How can I listen to somebody who is truly committed to the subject that they speak about? And those are the people that you want to learn from. Those are the people that you want to understand what's going on from, right? Has committed their entire life to it. And entire life doesn't have to be 20 plus years, right? It can be, hey, I spent the last 2 years every single day reading this subject. That person may know a thing or two about the subject, right? Or not even just reading about it, taking action on it, experiencing it. They've taken action on things. Hey, I spent the last 2 years taking action on this. This is the results I've gotten. They probably know a thing or two, right? So that's what I mean. It's what is your situation? What is the problem? And how come we're not looking to solve it? You got to be a problem solver. And you already, what's interesting is you are a problem solver already by being a human being. And I've done many different episodes on this, talked about this many different times, but I want you to understand that there is no excuse. There is no valid excuse. And notice how when you truly want something, you never find an excuse. You always create a way. It's only when you allow the fears to take over, that's when the excuses start coming up. Or when you allow, you know, when you don't actually want to do it, when there's no curiosity, there is no interest. Think about it. You start creating these illusions to why you can't instead of looking for reasons to why you can. And again, this is something that you can't teach. How do you spark this? Does bringing awareness to yourself, does that spark that, right? Is this bringing something out of you right now? Just bringing awareness to the fact that there's things in your life that you just accepted, waiting on somebody else to figure it out for you, waiting on something else to figure it out for you. You're looking at your situation saying one day it's going to change on its own. When you keep making the same moves over and over and over again, right? Oh, I'm going to wait for that shooting star and that four-leaf clover for change. Think about it. That is a mind that is not interested. That is a mind that does not look at their situation and say, okay, I have full control over how I react and respond. Do you understand that you have full control over how you react and respond? This is not just a quote. This is not something that I'm saying out of just, hey, I read this from a book. No, think about it. Something happens to you. Now the responsibility is in your hands in controlling how you respond and react to what happens. And that will determine what happens next, right? It's like there is no set ways on doing things. There is no set way on how to react to something. There is no set way, hey, we're born to respond or react like this. No, you are taught to react a certain way, right? Based on how you see yourself, based on how you see the world, based on the stories you tell yourself, based on the things you're willing to accept. It's like, hey, you get sad when that happens. When something comes to an end, you get sad. For others, when something comes to an end, they get inspired because, wow, there's a new beginning. There's a beginning of something new. Something came to an end and the end is the beginning. Let's focus on the beginning while others are still focused on the end. And there's no right or wrong way. It's just, why do we choose to be that way? Why do you want it to be that way? Why, right? Oh, there's no money. I have no money in my account and I'm so broke and I'm stressed out about money. But then you look at somebody's lifestyle, they're completely doing the opposite. They're doing the moves that make you broke, right? They're doing the moves that make them broke. They're making decisions that have nothing to do with wanting to figure out their financial situation. It's just like, it's all a game and you're choosing to play the game this way, right? It's like you're reacting and responding to things the way you're choosing to react and respond, but it doesn't have to be that way. And again, I'm always talking about how you can't control what happens to you because millions of people are making decisions all at the same time, wanting to influence the future towards the direction that they want it to go, which means you're not going to please everybody. You're not going to have full control what happens. Right, there's a lot of decision makers out there that you're gonna have to influence either to say yes or they say no, right? You know, a business deal, you know, getting a job, even a relationship, all these things. Like, it's based on other people's consent in a lot of times, right? Other people's decision has an impact on whether or not you can do something, and depending on what it is. But that doesn't mean that you don't have control over how you react or respond to that, right? To that decision someone else made, to that choice someone else made. Someone said, hey, you're not hired for the job. Hey, you know, I'm not signing up for your business. Or hey, you know, whatever it is, other people are making these decisions and you have control how you react to it and respond to it. You can adapt and adjust. There's no set way to do that. You don't have to be sad because you can't do something at this moment in time. You don't have to feel bad about yourself because you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not prepared, or I'm not good enough because I don't know this. I'm not good enough because I don't think I'm great at these skills. Okay, cool. Then learn. Doesn't it make sense to learn? Learn. Figure it out. Adapt. Adjust. Read a book or two on it. Spend time, invest time into understanding a subject. If you don't know something, understand it, because once you understand it, now you just grown. It's a tool. It's part of your toolkit now. It's like, man, can you imagine? Well, you know, in the beginning of time, it's really cold outside, and you know, I have no shelter and I'm just gonna die. No, you figure it out. You look at it. Okay, what can I do? Can I dig a hole on the floor? Can I chop off the trees? And you know, what can I do with these trees? But I don't have an axe. What can I do to create this a sharp object? Can I use this rock? Can I climb the tree and use my weight to bend the tree? I don't know. It's about figuring it out. Or it's like it's doing different things to see the results of it, right? Does this work? No. Figure it out. Does this work? No. It's like, how do we get to this place as human beings? Everything you see outside right now, look around. Everything you see was built by the human mind. They solved the problem to get to a point where, oh, this is the most effective way that it works as of right now. But then everything adapts and changes, right? Look at the cell phone. At one point, it was like a phone connected to the wall and you know, phone connected to your computer. Then it's a big cell phone. Then it's a small cell phone. Then it's an iPhone, right? It turned from a BlackBerry to an iPhone and all these other things where people are constantly looking at it and say, what can we do to make this better? What can we do to solve a certain problem? How can we make this more efficient, more convenient for people? How can we make this work better, right? You know how many buildings had to fall before we figured out how to make buildings properly? You know how many how many things had to fail in order to get it right? And that's everything. So now there's you. Now there's your problem where you just accept it, or you just overlook, or you just, there's no curiosity and wanting to understand it. Like, this is just it. We just accept it. That's it. We just accept it. This is just the way it is. Where's the magic pill, right? Because the non-interested mind, the mind that's not curious, is looking for the magic pill. Okay, where's the pill? Where's the magic pill for me to solve this immediately? Because I don't want to deal with it. It's the people who are looking for the greatest escape to their problems. And they wonder why the problems still exist. It's just like there's no escaping it. I'm going to leave you guys with that, fam. That curiosity is something that you can't teach, but I wonder if I bring awareness to that. Can you see that within yourself? And can that spark curiosity? Knowing that you're not really interested, knowing you're not curious, knowing that you don't have that inside of you just yet, does that spark something, just knowing that? Because it's about knowing how to think, not just what to think. And if I can bring awareness to how you're thinking and why that's causing part of the brain to be shut down, why you're not looking at certain details, maybe that can spark something. Let me know, fam. Share this on social media. Tag me up on it on Instagram or whatever platform you're listening to this on. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I will catch you guys next time. Take care, fam. Peace.